Welcome back to Through the Word. I'm your host, Peyton Jones, and today's chapter, chapter 24, goes out with a bang. Joshua gathers the tribes at the base of Mount Gerizim and Mount Ebal. Remember the mounts of cursing and blessing, the gateway through which they entered the promised land? The place where they passed through, blessing and cursing were shouted out to them? Yeah, that Mount Gerizim and that Mount Ebal. But most importantly, Joshua gathers them just a little further out with those mountains visible on the skyline at an even more significant place, Shechem. What's Shechem all about? Well, Shechem is where God confirmed the covenant with Abraham about inheriting the land. After making the covenant with him, he gives him a ceremony and supernaturally appears to Abram in the form of a giant fire slash torch and a cauldron. The cauldron signified trials and hardship, but the torch symbolized God's light and guidance through those dark times. But rather than God confirming his covenant with Israel, Israel is here asked to confirm their covenant with God. Joshua purposely parks the people of God at the oak tree that Abram used to sit at and sets up a large stone to give his speech. There is speech that is both motivational and demotivational. He tells them what God has done, what God will do, and unfortunately, what they will do. It was a bit demotivational, to be honest. He tells them they're going to fail to keep the covenant. Let's listen to Joshua's speech. After recounting their history as far back as Moses, Joshua picks up in verse 11 of this chapter to the current time. Then you crossed the Jordan and came to Jericho. The citizens of Jericho fought against you, as did also the Amorites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hittites, Girgashites, Hivites, and Jebusites, but I gave them into your hands. I sent the hornet ahead of you, which drove them out before you, also the two Amorite kings. You did not do it with your own sword and bow, so I gave you a land on which you did not toil, and cities which you did not build, and you live in them and eat from the vineyards and olive groves that you did not plant. Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the God of your ancestors' worship beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves today whom you will serve. Whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are now living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Now this is known as the Choose This Day speech, because he asked them to make up their mind. Choose this day whom you will serve. If it's the Lord, then serve him. If Baal, then serve him. Hey, come on people, make up your mind. It's that simple. Have you ever been to an ice cream counter and you're stuck between somebody who's wavering between all 31 flavors? They've got to sample everything. They can't decide cup or cone, one scoop or two, and once they get a cone, do they want waffle or sugar? Chocolate dipped or plain? Nuts on the chocolate dip or candy sprinkles? I can't decide. How do you think Joshua felt? He watched them go back and forth countless times, but the stakes were high now. This wasn't ice cream, and there were worse fates than getting melted cream on your hands. This was about them losing the land. The land that Joshua had led them so hard in fighting for. So Joshua has them here renew the covenant. He has them make the oath and promise to God again in honor of his death. He's saying, look, I'm not going to be around to guide you anymore. You're going to have to decide on your own heart who God is and follow him based on that decision. You're going to have to pretty much put your big boy pants on and live your own life. Perhaps your parents have said something like this to you. There comes a time when God has to be your Lord, when he has to supersede your parents. I can remember my mom talking to one of her friends who marveled that I was allowed to stay out so late on weekends. I'll never forget what my mom said. He's usually with his friends telling people about God on the weekends. And there's one thing I know about Peyton, and that's it. He doesn't worry about what I think. He's more worried about what God thinks. And because of that, she trusted me. My mom knew that I had made up my mind a long time ago who I was going to follow. And because of that, she had absolute confidence that if I was out late on a weekend, I probably wasn't doing anything that was going to violate that vow. Well, let's listen in on the response that the children of Israel give to the big boy pants. I mean, the Choose This Day speech. Verse 16 says, then the people answered, far be it from us to forsake the Lord our God to serve other gods. It was the Lord our God himself who brought us and our parents up out of Egypt from that land of slavery and performed those great signs before our eyes. He protected us on our entire journey among all the nations through which he traveled, and the Lord drove out before us all the nations, including the Amorites who lived in the land. We too will serve the Lord because he's our God. Joshua said to the people, "You're not able to serve the Lord. He is a holy God, a jealous God. He will not forgive your rebellion and your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve other gods, he will turn and bring disaster on you and make an end of you after he's been good to you." But the people said to Joshua, "No, we will serve the Lord." Then Joshua said, "You're witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen to serve the Lord." "Yes, we are witnesses," they replied. "And now then," said Joshua, "throw away the foreign gods that are among you and yield your hearts to the Lord God of Israel." And the people said to Joshua, "We will serve the Lord our God and obey him." And on the very next day, they didn't. No, not quite, but not far from it either. Verse 25 says, "On that day, Joshua made a covenant for the people. And there at Shechem, he reaffirmed for them decrees and laws. And Joshua recorded these things in the book of the law of God. Then he took a large stone and set it up there under the oak tree near the holy place of the Lord. See, he said to the people, this stone will be a witness against us. It has heard all the words the Lord has said to us. And it will be a witness against you if you are untrue to your God." Then Joshua dismissed the people, each to their inheritance. And then, finally, the chapter ends with Joshua being released to his inheritance as well. Eternal life with the God he loved and the God who loved and had guided him. I want you to make a decision today. I want you to make up your mind about who you will serve. Others, yourself, or God. Who do you think will look after you the most? Who do you think makes the best Lord? Your friends, yourself, or God? You know the answer already. So, like Joshua said, you know today who's Lord. If it's God, serve him. If it's fill in your blank, what could the other gods be? People? Pleasure? You name it. Money? Things? Experiences? Well, one day they're going to make a pretty terrible God. And Joshua says, let's get it sorted right now. If God is God, serve him and him alone. Does your life reflect today that you care more about what God, your Lord, thinks than anyone else? If left to yourself or allowed to stay out late or be alone on the computer for a long time, can you be trusted because you care about obeying God? Remember, the very way that we come to faith is by kneeling down in front of Christ and confessing Jesus is Lord. Read Joshua 24 today, and as you do, make up your mind.
Thanks for joining us for today's audio guide. You can find this chapter and hundreds more on the Through the Word app and website. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.